At Smokey's Cafe, just outside of Jensen, new owners Monica Lindsay and her mother have been in business now for a couple of months. Lindsay says their location insulates them a bit from the boom and bust that goes on in the businesses just to the west.
We didn't want to have to see people driving all the way into town, and, you know, and we love it.
But just up on the hill, a couple of miles to the west, sits a nearly new but closed up truck stop. Lindsay says it was just recently auctioned off to a new owner. Closer to Vernal, Mike Van works on the interior of his shop. He owns storage sheds and rents trucks and trailers.
Yeah, I have the U-Haul business, and we've had a time struggle getting equipment in, and even a bigger struggle to get some to send out.
Van moved out here from West Jordan a couple of years ago, about the same time the bottom dropped out of the oil market.
I could go over to a restaurant and have breakfast in the morning, and I'd have to wait in line for a place to sit down. In about 2 days, you could sit any place you wanted.
Such is life in a town that lives and dies on the price of oil.
Like the gold fever. You're rich today and broke tomorrow.
In some respects, the last couple of years have been easier on Uinta School Superintendent Mark Dawkins. During the boom before the bust, it was tough to fill the teaching needs.
We offered incentives to teachers, $5,000 signing bonuses, $10,000 if you're in a hard-to-fill position.
1 year alone, they had to hire 60 teachers. He says they've been a bit lucky now during the bust.
We've been able to at least answer the most recent cuts with attrition.
In past years, when high-paying jobs were plentiful, the dropout rates skyrocketed. Now Dawkins says they've turned that around. He credits in part a partnership between the high school, Utah State, and the Uinta Basin Applied Technology College.
I don't know that you'd find another place in the state that's as close-knit as our three entities are.
Right now, some jobs are coming back to the area, but unemployment is still relatively high. But people here are hopeful that the bust cycle is just about over. On the road to understanding, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.